This is just a short audio boo post, or broadcast, boocast, blogcast, whatever, about why I've been blogging a lot less in the last few months. In a word, I suppose it's Twitter. Twitter has taken over as my comms tool of choice, me and millions of other people, of course, around the world. But I'm approaching about 2,000 followers on Twitter. And so I can connect with masses more people that way on a daily basis. A lot more than my blog ever did, way more. And of course it only takes a fraction of a time, fraction of time to post on Twitter. And I cover a lot more ground. One side benefit of Twitter also is that with other Twitter users, I send masses less emails and I have to read a lot less emails because I get things really snappy and quick with Twitter. Okay. When I do write a blog post though, and it's automatically linked to in Twitter, I see massive spikes in the analytics, in the readership. So when I look at the stats in my blog and it's been linked to, it's as if Twitter was a little kind of advertising trailer for the blog post, and I've seen some really massive readership stats there. I suppose another reason is that I've been using FriendFeed for ages now, and this aggregates and streams stuff that I put up, things on Flickr and YouTube and Delicious as well as Twitter. An interesting thing about FriendFeed, which makes me feel less guilty about not posting on my blog as often as I used to, is that there's a nifty little TypePad plugin that's embedded in my blog that ensures that even if I haven't posted to the blog for ages, there's always quite a bit of new stuff every day on the blog for visitors to find by way of this embedded friend feed stream of stuff from the other social tools that I use. So that's just the short, sharp, hopefully sweet. Did I say sweet? Yes, I did. Okay, sweet audio boo about my recent blogging and tweeting activity. Thanks for listening.